From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the instability in Yemen poses a global threat. Clinton says she's consulting her counterparts on how best to stabilize that nation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says the U.S. Embassy in Yemen has been closed for 2 days now because of threats by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, threats that she said predated the holiday season.
We see global implications from the war in Yemen and the ongoing efforts by al-Qaeda in Yemen to use it as a base for terrorist attacks far beyond the region.
Yemen is one of the world's poorest countries, and it's battling not only al-Qaeda, but also a rebellion in the north and a secessionist movement in the south. Clinton said there have been numerous conflicts in Yemen, and they seem to get worse and worse with more players involved. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court has dismissed a lawsuit against Iowa County and two former prosecutors involved in the case of two men convicted of a crime they did not commit. The defendants claimed that they were immune from lawsuits, but the justices disagreed. NPR's Nina Totenberg has the story.
Terry Harrington and Curtis McGee served 25 years of a life term before evidence long hidden in police files resulted in their convictions being overturned. That evidence showed that police and prosecutors in Council Bluffs, Iowa, coerced witnesses to implicate the two young black men, offered money, and ignored evidence that implicated a well-connected local white man. The men sued prosecutors who had worked alongside police in conducting the investigation. The prosecutors contended they have total immunity from lawsuits, and when the case got to the U.S. Supreme Court this fall, their lawyers asserted that there's no constitutional right not to be framed. But last week, the County of Council Bluffs, the now former prosecutors, and the insurance company that represents them all agreed to pay the men $12 million, and with the case settled, the Supreme Court dismissed it from its docket. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Unidentified computer hackers embarrassed the Spanish government by breaking into an official website. The hackers replaced the picture of the prime minister with a picture of the comic Mr. Bean. The BBC's Warren Bull has the more.
The image of Mr. Bean instead of the Spanish prime minister received thousands of hits before it was removed. It plays on a long-standing joke in Spain that Mr. Zapatero's appearance and mannerisms bear a resemblance to those of Mr. Bean. It's a fact seized on by some opposition politicians and the media when they want to criticize the performance in office of Mr. Zapatero.
The BBC's Brian Bull. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up about 1%. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 155 points. The Nasdaq rose 39. This is NPR News. Astronomers say they're getting some useful information from a space telescope launched in March to seek planets outside of the solar system. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has the story.
NASA's Kepler Space Telescope is on a mission to find planets that orbit stars other than our sun. At a meeting of the American Astronomical Society in Washington, D.C., scientists reported that the telescope is working well. Using data taken in just its first 6 weeks of operation, the science team has been able to detect five previously unknown planets. The planets range from about the size of Neptune to larger than Jupiter. They're also incredibly hot, hotter than molten lava, because they orbit close to their stars. Researchers say the telescope has also detected many additional candidate planets that haven't yet been confirmed by observatories back on Earth. During the next 3 years or so, the Kepler telescope is expected to find smaller, rocky planets that are cool enough to possibly have liquid water and maybe even life. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Major defense contractor Northrop Grumman has announced plans to relocate its corporate office from Los Angeles to the Washington, D.C. area. A company statement says the search for the new site should be completed by spring of next year. The statement says about 300 corporate staffers will be transferred to the new site. Northrop Grumman's Los Angeles facilities will continue to serve the company's research, development, and manufacturing needs. About a quarter of Northrop Grumman's worldwide staff of 30,000 work in California. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.